Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Here it is, the day after Election Day. How many of you stayed up all night to watch? I didn't.
No.
It's 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center there. And see, Jared's in there. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Did you stay up all night?
Absolutely not.
Okay, good. And Linda.
Because we all knew. Before I get to the weather, we all knew that, I mean...
It was not going
to
be...
It's not over to the fat lady sings. Is that politically incorrect now?
Probably.
I don't know. I think it's just a term that's been used in, like, shtick for a long time. And I think we're kind of going through a shtick moment, unprecedented moment, actually. And later on, after we're finished with our first guest, we're going to go into our voting experience yesterday, because we're old-fashioned, we want to vote the day of, I do believe with all my heart that the election is not over until every vote is counted.
Why do you go down to vote if they don't have a ballot when you could have picked them up like weeks ahead of time?
Yeah.
Why do you do that? And why do you come down and vote in precincts that aren't yours?
Well, somebody was...
Well, okay, I understand that one. Okay, I may understand that one.
May not be able to get around because somebody was in a chair.
But I saw the delays that they were talking about because people didn't bring their ballots.
Yeah,
and
it was
then
very
they had
confusing.
To get ballots, and then they, you know, then they have to get... And it is.
Okay, so let's get to the weather. Today will be 81, sunny with mostly clear, with lows of 51. I know you guys can't wait for me to get to the end of this. Thursday, sunny with a high of 84. We're going to have more of this beautiful weather, so now's the time to get out there. Any last-minute weeding, any last-minute, you know, what you need to do in order to make everything, you know, nurtured and all that stuff. Because Thursday night, chance of showers. Friday, chance of showers. Now, guess what we have? And I know you've seen this on the news, because if you've been watching election results, you can't help but see this. We are going to be dropping to 58. That's the high. Okay?
What day is that?
Friday.
Okay.
So, thank God I changed out my closet. It's going to be, you know, turtlenecks, gloves, and overnight lows. Chance of thunderstorms and chance of showers on Friday night with 37. I mean, it's almost frost time.
Saturday,
mostly sunny, high 58. Okay. I know you've been on the range. Slight chance of showers with the low of 36 on. Is it going to be nippy? Really nippy, like super nippy, like red scale of, well, you know what I mean. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 57. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Good morning to our critic, Robert.
Hello.
How are you? How are you feeling?
I'm very excited. I at work all night, I was taking a quick break to check my phone to see the updated results. I've never watched football. I've never been into football. I'm imagining this is what football fans feel like when they get to, like, await the scores of their teams. Not that I'm, like, particularly invested in either candidate. I'm just very interested and excited to see what happens.
Okay.
You know, whoever wins... Whoever went.
Right.
It's going to be they're going to have to look at reaching out to the other side. And, I mean, if Trump wins, he has got to reach out. And he's got to say, okay, look, this is four more years. Let's start with a kind of a, you know, a sheet of working forward to help America. And if he doesn't win, then it's up to Biden.
Yeah, well, going back to you, Robert, you're 17, didn't get to vote this year.
Right.
So you're getting to feel how important it is next year.
Or would you next year, because they defeated that proposition to let 17-year-olds vote.
I thought...
In the primaries before the general?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't see much about the propositions or the local government.
Well, we're going to go through that. But let's talk to you and then get going.
Okay.
What do you have?
You are a film critic, and we have you standing with you. We appreciate that you come in the morning before you head to school, and we always love your young, fresh perspective on viewing and, of course, again, what's coming out, what's been witnessed, what we've seen. And so what do we have?
Well, this week was actually pretty slow in terms of movie news, movie release. You actually saw a release, Come Play, which was a movie that came out last week in theaters. It did pretty well at the box office for what was expected. It made $3.2 million, but overall it's just been, like, pretty slow this week. The biggest thing in entertainment was The Mandalorian Season 2, which is the Star Wars TV show.
You only get to see one at a time.
Right.
That was a bummer.
They're releasing it like a network series where it's one episode every Friday.
Love it.
But the first episode got a lot of really strong acclaim. It was shot and produced really quickly because it was like right before the pandemic that they ended up producing Season 2 as a result of the success of Season 1. And apparently they already have Season 3 confirmed, and there's rumors that Season 4 is actually already being planned.
Right.
They're very invested in The Mandalorian. I think the reason that it appealed to so many people and to such a strong degree is that it's very unlike anything we've seen with Star Wars before. Star Wars is usually focused on huge spectacles and very, you know, an epic feeling. And The Mandalorian is just completely different. I've heard a lot of people compare it to a lot of old Westerns.
Yeah.
And say that
it is a 60s or even a 50s Western.
Yeah.
And each episode can end on that episode.
Yeah.
I mean, some of them will go into the next, but like the first one this year, the Gunfighter
something like that.
Yeah. The Guardian or something.
Yeah. And the episode and, you know, episodes from Season 1, probably half of them were all just standalone stories that could be on their own.
Well, there's a documentary, and I'm sure you know about this, that's afterwards about, that came up afterwards on, we watched the first two, and it was about the directors. There's several big time directors that direct each one.
Yeah.
So it's interesting how you do get this different flavor. It's like if you make a beautiful soup, there's several ingredients that make the beautiful soup.
Right. Yeah, a lot of different people directed The Mandalorian. It was really headed by Jon Favreau, who had a fantastic year last year with, you know, his role in Endgame and The Lion King becoming the sixth or seventh highest grossing film of all time. And this, of course, was probably, honestly, his biggest one in terms of, you know, fan appeal and people really understanding who he is and what his, you know, brand is. And I do like the fact that we get a lot of different director interpretations. One of my criticisms was of Season 1 was I felt like it deviated a little too much at times, but I still really enjoyed what you were saying, like the different flavors, the different perspectives that different directors were able to bring into each episode, and it kind of made some of the episodes really feel like standalone short films.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So Mandalorian, of course. Let's talk about a few other things that have come out on Netflix that are enjoyable, because I know I have to get lost into, you know, my fantasy sci-fi or something. I'm sure a lot of people, just to get out of what's going on with the electoral madness.
Mm-hmm.
So what else?
So last week, a movie that completely took me by surprise. I kind of knew what was coming out, but I didn't know much about it. I haven't seen it yet, but it's been getting some very strong reviews. So I do intend to watch it. It's called His House, and it's about an immigrant from Syria reliving the trauma from that time. It's not necessarily like an, you know, a movie that will lower your stress. It might heighten your stress, but it is a horror thriller type film released on Netflix. It came out the day before Halloween, so there was, you know, clearly some sort of marketing towards there. And it's about, like I said, a man recovering from his trauma of being a immigrant and everything that had to come with that, and all of the kids who were with him that resulted in him, that had bad things happen as a result of that experience that he could relate to. So that one, I had never heard of it. It's a British movie, and it got some very strong reviews. Also this month, what you're seeing is essentially every single week is a new Christmas movie from Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And Netflix has kind of outdone Hallmark with the level of cheesiness in their Christmas movies. So
we need that right now.
Yeah. If you are looking towards that, the first Netflix Christmas film is dropping tomorrow. It is called Operation Christmas Drop, and it is releasing November 5th. So if you are in need of a Christmas-type film that can get your mind away from things, that's probably the one that you want to.
Well, I will share with you, Robert, and with our, you know, with our listening audience this morning that it's not the I'm not the first. I've been hearing people that really want to start their Christmas trees now.
Mm-hmm.
They want to, you know, they've got the fake ones, and they want to start doing their Christmas decorations now because we have had a traumatic year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
and we just want to go
Christmas
and go off into La La Land and pull out the ornaments of when we were children, if you're able to keep those or you didn't lose them or they didn't perish in the fire. But just the feeling of that. And I have several friends that are going to start now. I know we are taking, I know this, you know, we are taking our tree out tonight. We're mm-hmm. starting.
Yeah.
Every day, every night will be a couple hours of doing something just to, you know. So, curious how you feel about that, being 17-year-old, why 17-year-old?
Yeah, I mean, I understand the appeal to Christmas. It's very strong every year, and especially strong this year as a result of everything that's happened in 2020. And, yeah, I will probably want to get started soon as well.
Well, thanks for being with us, and we really appreciate your youthful exuberance and to talk about Mandalorian as well as this new Christmas Operation Drop, or what is it called?
Yeah, it's called Christmas Operation Christmas Drop.
Okay, that starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks so much. You know what? Thank you. When you come next week, we'll definitely know who will be our next president.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Got to take a break here. This Carl and Linda Bott this morning. How is everybody doing here? 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio on KCNR.
And we'll be right back after these messages.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across some Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown.
Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals is taking part in Operation Holiday Salute by thanking our local veterans for their service. Snow's is your complete celebration headquarters, proudly serving Shasta, Tehama, and Trinity counties. They provide decorations and rentals for your special event, including weddings, corporate and business events, memorials, and gatherings. Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals at 3066 Crossroads Drive. Call today, 222-8606. That's 222-8606.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Confusion Land, Ricardo. 7:21 in the morning, and I don't know, it's just cold out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Watson Health Organization, one of the highest-rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. It's certified by the Joint Commission and Advanced Primary Stroke Facility. There are so many things that Shasta Regional Medical Center can do for you. And next Tuesday, we're having Casey Fatch, who's the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, come in and tell us about a new diagnostic tool they have. And you can't wait to hear this. And so that's going to be next Tuesday at 8 o'clock. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're here with, again, Celestina Traver for a short period of time, because tomorrow is?
Yes, it is RABA's, our RABA drive-through event, a salute to veterans, and I'm asking everybody to come by and say hi, and it's a drive-through, and it's a fundraiser for our office, and we're going to raise funds for the bus passes so that we can give out $10 punch card bus passes.
Okay, so where is the drive-through? Give me a visual, and what are the times?
It's at Cornerstone Community Bank on Hartnell, and it is from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And you and Trish will be out there live.
We will be there from 7 to 9.
So you want...
And for every, if you make a donation, I'm going to hand you a Black Bear Diner's $5 gift certificate.
Yes.
Nice. So Black Diner Bucks. You have to come over to me because I'm stuck there behind the table. So just, you know, drive by us and give it to us, and we'll give you the Black Bear Diner certificate for $5 off your next meal there.
Yeah, so I thank RABA and Cornerstone Community Bank for supporting us in this fundraiser.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful. Okay, so tomorrow, and thank you for, because I know you're doing your media rounds, and we're stacked here with guests, and we have election stuff coming in, and people want to make calls, and it's crazy. So we thank you, and just a reminder again, Celestina Travis, thank you so much for being
Traver.
Here. Traver, coming this morning. You look so beautiful,
Traver.
By the way.
It's Traver.
Okay. Can you just tell us what your full name is?
Celestina Traver.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love your first name. I will try to figure out the last name next time.
Okay. Thank you.
But, okay, so tomorrow, Thursday.
We'll see you tomorrow morning there.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You don't have to bring anything over to our table, like coffee.
Oh, but I might.
Well, Cornerstone usually has.
Yeah.
Cornerstone.
If you stay.
Yeah,
we'll
I'll be there.
Lunch.
We'll be there.
Lunch.
No,
all right.
No, we'll be there till
Thank
9.
You.
So, Trish and I, we're looking forward to it.
Let's bring in Michelle Irvine, who is out there in the other room. Michelle, come on. We're live. We always have a standing with the Cascade, of course, and I know that I'm sorry we're grabbing you right here live on the show. We're live, so we're going to get you to get on the radio right now and tell us what's going on, and how can we help, and how are you doing?
Oh, my goodness. Well,
I threw you in there. I threw you in the water. Now you got to swim.
Well, we met our goals for our fundraising.
Yay.
That we did.
Congratulations.
Started at just $5,000 to get the McConnell Foundation grant, and then we raised it to $10,000, and we met that. So we've kind of called it done for that portion of it. But, of course, you know, we're not done fundraising. We always need money. I don't think I realized until now how much we actually get in trade from people, you know, in-kind gifts. We're usually pretty financially self-sufficient, and so we don't go out begging for money all the time. We usually want stuff, you know, and you guys help us advertise and get word out about things. And but when the chips are down and you need cash,
right,
it's a tough thing and something we're not really used to doing.
Right, since you've been open. So we're, again, Carl and I have discussed this several times this morning, and we will be continuing to say the word unprecedented. That is the word of the day in all aspects. COVID, businesses closing, where do we go? What are the protocols? How can we go back to theater? Can we go back to theater? What if we went back to theater and it was every other row? So, you know, all of those things we want to know. Are we going to have any Christmas concerts? What are we just like, 20 is a wash?
Well, right now, we don't have any concerts planned. We can't right now have any audience in the theater at all. Mm-hmm. We are at the point where we can have a performance on stage and stream it.
Right.
But with everything that's changed so much, you know, we weren't able to plan. You know, we already put, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars into Matilda.
Right.
You know, in March.
Right. And you're ready to roll with that production whenever you can get the green light.
But we're sitting on, you know, that expenditure. It's right. In the warehouse just right. Waiting. So to mount another show.
Right.
And I think people are getting a little they're getting a little tired of everything being streamed, I think.
The visceral, the there's a tone. I was having this conversation I'm not interrupting you, but
no,
I'm saying
no.
I know that I'm not alone, that there's a tone that when you go, like sound is healing. And that's why music revives you, or music makes you feel melancholy, or
and that's
music.
That's the live experience.
Exactly.
That's why we do what we
yes,
do.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
If we didn't want to be in front of a live audience right. and have that interaction, we'd do film.
Right.
We would do stuff that's recorded. We do TV, but
right.
that's not what I do. I do live theater. I
right.
do live concerts. And, you know, we're hoping to be able to work with the ballet. They want to try to do the Nutcracker.
Great.
But that's been off again, on again. At this point, it looks like they'll be able to perform and stream it. But again, you know, mm-hmm. how much audience is there for that? Financially, it has to make sense for her. She has to sell enough, you know, viewings to make it worthwhile. I mean, we're not a cheap building to use, even though, you know, we've helped all we can by,
right.
you know, keeping costs down and... we're not bringing in other staff. You know,
right.
Todd, our technical manager, and I will be the two people there
right.
running it, you know. But it's still, it's a big undertaking, and it's very risky for people, you know.
So you're here this morning to, if you had the word that you want to say to people listening, day after election, everybody's in a spin. They still don't know what's happening. So people are wondering what they're doing with their pocketbooks because, believe it or not, there's, you know, people with investments that are riding on the outcome of this. It's just strange. So, but meanwhile, restaurants are open, you know, theaters are struggling, hotel, you know, businesses. So what would you like to leave with our listeners today about the Cascade Theater? Because it's just, you know, let's have this window open about where we are right now with you guys.
Well, we still need everyone's support. You know, we did meet our goal, but with a surprisingly small number of people donating. You know, it was probably maybe 70 or 80 people out of the thousands of people in the area that got us, you know, where we needed to be. So
what's the pledge drive, and are you having a pledge drive for membership? Because Christmas is coming. What do you do for people? Let's talk membership.
We do still have membership available. It's a tough sell, though, because it's perks, you know. People, I would love for people to buy a membership just simply to support the Cascade.
Right. Okay, let's talk about that, because that's feasible.
But most people want the perks, you know. It's like at $1,000, you know, if I buy $1,000 membership, I get early access to tickets and exchanges and, you know, all these different perks that come along with it. And it's like, how do you sell something when there's no perks that can be used? You know, that is a tough sell. I mean, if people, I can't say buy a membership because you're going to get all these perks. I have to say buy a membership because you care about the arts, because you want to see live entertainment here again in Reading. And that will help us get there. So buy it to support the Cascade, not necessarily because of the perks.
And how do they do that?
It's available online at this point, because we have no box office staff, unfortunately.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They can mail in a check, you know, for whatever amount and just write, you know, membership at whatever level. But it's easiest just to do it online on our website.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Michelle, for coming in and joining us.
Yeah,
today.
We wanted to give you your spot and have you do your, you know, your what we need for the what the Cascade is looking for right now and needs.
An update.
Update.
And one thing we are going to start looking for is, you know, a lot of people don't realize we have an advisory committee, largely made up of a lot of the people that worked on the restoration of the Cascade. So a lot of them have been there a long time. They're kind of, you know, phasing out. But we are looking for new advisory committee members. We're going to expand that.
So how would they come about contacting you?
They can call the theater.
Okay.
They can also, like I said, email to gm@cascadetheater.com. And we'll have an application available for people if they'd like to get involved. So, you know, we're looking for some new, different ideas, some fresh ideas, some new people that maybe haven't been real engaged with the Cascade. So put the word out, everybody.
Okay. All right, Michelle. Thank you so much for the Cascade Theater. An update, all the things that they're needing. So give a shout out to Michelle and GM at CascadeTheater.com.
Org.
Okay. .org. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Hey.
All right.
7:32 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number. Sleep Number is having a great sale with the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, which has proven quality sleep. During the Veterans Day sale, you can save $1,000 on a special edition smart bed. Now, $1,799, plus exclusive offers for military members. For a limited time only, at Sleep Number, at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Our Sleep Number store is in the Target Shopping Center. It, of course, is the best bed that Linda and I've ever slept on. My Sleep Number setting is 55, and Linda?
My Sleep Number setting last night was 45. I needed that extra cush.
Needed the extra cush. Okay. Yeah, Sleep Number. You won't be sorry. Okay. Hey, we'll be right back with Cornerstone Community Bank.
Cypress or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also, with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Bank's new location at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaride.com. Cypress or Eyes provides competitive
competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your first pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See our store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance as well as community education services. PSA2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody. 7:37 in the morning, and gosh, approximately 47 degrees out there? Am I close?
Well, let me check for you, because I'll tell you what, the theater we're talking about.
It's 52 degrees.
We're having a lot of heat going on in here right now because of a lot of movement. And it's the day after elections, but it's not really, because we're continuing on. So,
and we're going to have some election results for you here in a little bit. But with us right now is Melissa Estrada, and she's from the city of Reading, and also she works in public works. But she is the main person to talk to when we talk about RABA. And Cornerstone Community Bank is bringing us this segment. And the Cornerstone Community Bank has a segment every month at this time. And they bring in businesses, or they bring in things that are happening for our community with organizations. And Melissa has been here before. We've been out at Cornerstone Community Bank before. Yes. So tell us about RABA and this. How did y'all get involved?
So this is the 11th annual event. I've been involved for 4 years, but for the 4 years, we've always partnered with Cornerstone. So we have a variety of business sponsorships, and Cornerstone is just faithful for, I think, their community bank. And so they are our co-host for the event. And so we are just lucky to partner with them. Sponsorships range from about $1,000 to, I think, bronze, their diamond level, and bronze is $100. So we are so appreciative of them being a sponsor. And what this event does is it's a community drive-through event. We receive donations from the community, and RABA matches everything 50%. So that's why large sponsorships are very much encouraged and appreciated. But everything big and small, years go every event. It's just beautiful to see the community come together. So,
and for everybody that donates and says KCNR 96.5, they're going to get a $5 gift certificate to
Black Bear Diner.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes. Yep, we've got a little stack of them there. And so donate more than five, though. Well, I guess if you just donate $5, you make out because you get $5 gift certificate.
Yeah,
yeah. But you got to do it. You got to come over and tell us and about it. You can't just, you know, come in later.
Yeah.
And after that. So you've got to say KCNR. Or you can say Carl Lindebot. Or you can say Free Fire Radio. Any of those things. And you get your $5 gift certificate.
Awesome. What time are you guys?
We're going to be there from 7 to 9.
A.M.
Tomorrow morning. Yeah, like we are every year.
Yes.
And then on the 11th, we're going to be down at Crown Motors for Veterans Day.
Oh, that's
great. Our salute to the veterans right there. Yeah. So, and this is kind of like, we have like three of them right here in a row, but we really, really like being involved with this.
Yeah, and it's a busy time of the year, especially with everything happening. Continuing to happen yesterday.
So, there just happened to be a presidential election yesterday.
We're still in the middle of it.
We still haven't even gotten in. And we're not going to know probably maybe to the end of today, maybe even tomorrow. I think Pennsylvania said something about
Friday.
Tonight.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And they said in probably by Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday evening. I mean, I don't quite understand why it takes Pennsylvania this long to do it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at current election results, and you know, it's just so far has Biden at 238 and Donald at 213.
Yeah, but and he's leading in several of the states that are left to remain to be counted, and so it'll be interesting.
Right.
You know what? It's going to be one of the closest.
Yes, everyone's on pins and needles.
It really is. Well, remember when Bush and Gore? It came down to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And the hanging Chad, and I think it went to the Supreme Court. It said, no, you're not going to recount again. You've counted it three times.
Yeah, I wonder what the term is going to be this time.
You know what? I don't know. But you know what? Whoever it is taking over a very divided country in the sense of, and I don't mean Civil War type. No. But everybody's got some really strong feelings out there.
Yeah.
It looks like Republicans have held the Senate, Democrats have held the House. So, we'll see.
Yeah.
But that has nothing to do with Robin, our salute to the veterans.
That's the challenge, though, is that they're elephants in the room that everyone's.
Yeah.
I woke up this morning and I'm like, I don't even know what's going on. Like, everyone's kind of.
We went to bed relatively early last night because we knew there wasn't going to be a decision.
Right.
Except on local races. And we've got
In history, in our lives, you wake up the next day and they already pronounce. Announced the winner.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So we couldn't figure out. We were like going through the channels like, well, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's very 2020 appropriate. There's just,
You know what? Melissa Estrada, who heads up the Robo over at Public Works.
Yeah.
What can I say except you are exactly right. What do you expect for 2020? I tell you what. Murder hornets. Holding up,
right.
Murder Hornets have moved into certain precincts in Pennsylvania, and they have put the polling places under siege. You know, if somebody said that to me, I'd go, You know, any other year, that would seem strange.
Right.
But, okay, now, RABA, let's just talk a little bit about RABA.
So that, again, that is the challenge, is that we were initially hesitant, do we continue with this event because of all the dynamics that are going on this year, but... Mm-hmm. The funds that we receive starting next tomorrow, and then we receive them till the end of the fiscal year, so June 30th of next year. We collect those funds and then we transition them to bus passes, which we then get to the VSO, Shasta County Veterans Service Office, for distribution amongst their clients. Right. But the challenge was we are doing things now for a future need. And so that is sometimes when things are so in your face and prioritized, you can lose sight of what the next steps need to be in the future. So it's our kind of diligent planning of we realize there's a lot going on, but there continues to be a need for veteran transportation. And so that is our motivation in our hearts to pre-plan for their needs.
I think you all provided enough for over 700 people or 700 bus passes last year.
Last year was our best year yet. Uh-huh. And 2 years ago was a car fire, and we were concerned about the donations that year, and it was amazing. Last year was even better. And I hear similar perspectives from we provide our bus for Stuff the Bus, mm-hmm. For the food and toy drives, and they've had very successful years
That's
as well.
Great.
So again, these community events are just great to see to provide that unity that you're talking about in a very divisive world. So
it is, but you know what? We can't forget that. We all want the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we really do when it gets down. You want to live your life without too much interference.
Mm-hmm.
You want to help people.
Yes.
I think we all want to help people.
Yeah.
And you want to keep moving forward, and you want this country to keep moving forward mm-hmm. in a positive sense. And we've had enough of divisiveness.
Yeah.
I don't know if Trump can do it. If he wins, I don't know if he can lean back and then try and get his arms around everybody. And I'm not sure Biden can. Especially, you know, I mean, just during this time frame right now. But I hope that we as Americans take a deep breath. You know, okay, let's start over here.
Because it really does begin
of the ways of doing it is with
your community.
This.
You know,
yeah.
We watched something recently that said, you know, that really it's about yourself. It starts with yourself. And your ripple out effect from yourself and the kindness that you are with strangers and to your community. Then it begins with your community, your involvement with the community. Mm-hmm. That's how you make change.
Right.
You can't change what's happening with the President of the United States besides going on your feet or mailing in a ballot and voting.
Every 4 years.
And every 2 years for locals, for local candidates. But what you can do is become more involved in your community. And RABA, Salute to Veterans, this drive-through fundraising event is one way to begin.
Right. And it's again, local focused, so it's our local veterans. And, again, with this crazy season that we are in, exactly what you're saying, there's more interest in how do we provide the local need, how do we establish policies that promote change within our local community.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
That is one good thing that's come of this
yeah,
year.
Is I
that
think
internal
so.
Focus on the community.
Okay, so tomorrow,
yes.
RABA, Salute to the Veterans. Just come on down there. And it starts at 6 a.m. down at Cornerstone Community Bank on the one on Hartnell in the Old Raleigh Shopping Center. You know, give and donate so that we have veterans. Some are too, they can't drive.
Yeah.
Some, for a variety of reasons, the way to get around to the VA clinic or other places in town out to the colleges is through RABA.
Yeah.
And here's your chance to help these guys and girls.
Yeah, and we have beautiful flags on display every year provided
yeah.
by the Lions Enterprise Club.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Love
yeah.
that.
It's going to be great.
Well, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
And
good.
Melissa,
thank you.
Melissa, thank you so much. And Melissa Estrada, thank you
so much
for what you do for our community.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks.
You bet. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the
office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Almost heaven.
Oh, welcome back to Free Fire Radio choice. Here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 at 1460 a.m. Carl and Linda Bott. And what's the weather going to be like real quick?
Looks like we're going to have 81 today, overnight lows of 51. Now, you know, just get ready for this. I'm sure if you've been tuned in to the elections, you've seen these weather updates. We only have a couple more days of beautiful weather here, folks, because on Friday, it looks like we're going to have chance of showers, and we drop from today at 84, tomorrow at 84, down to 58 with overnight lows of 37. So get ready for that. I just want you to be prepared for that vitamin C push, scarves around the neck. Just hydrate.
Okay. Now let's start talking elections finally. By the way, Melissa Estrada stayed with us. And the reason is she worked at the polling places yesterday.
I
so I said, hey, would you mind hanging on?
Yeah,
if
sure.
If you get a chance. Okay. Let's look at really the close-in elections first. The Board of Supervisors, District 4, Shasta County, 100% of the precincts reporting. Patrick Jones won with 54% of the vote. The Reading City Council, you can say that it looks like this could be an upset, but the amount of votes that he got is remarkable. Mark Bizzano, his first time for running, 14,000 votes, got 26% of the entire vote. Julie Winner, the incumbent, finished second with 21%, as did Adam McElvain, but he was back literally 389 votes.
Wow.
And then Jack Munns came in with 10,000, David Robbins with 4, and Monique Wynn with 2,000.
So if you add up how many votes on a local level, can you just kind of do a rough estimate of how many people actually showed up in Shasta County to vote? Out of all of our citizens.
Over 50,000.
When you think about, we have 100,000. What's our population here?
98,000.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
So, well, no, because that shows that there were 40,000 people who didn't vote.
Well, I'm just as rough numbers, but you've got to figure out of that group how many of them are. That's 98,000 residents.
Okay, now let's talk about there's children that are counted as well.
Right.
So, okay.
So you can't count
all right,
that.
Let me take it back.
Okay.
And I've heard historic levels of voting in various states.
They had 50,000 votes in Shasta County in the mail-in or the, you know, the early voting,
yeah,
which was huge.
I wonder what it was last year or 2 years ago.
It hasn't been like
or
this.
4 years ago. What?
Let me finish up
how
here.
Many locals voted? Go ahead.
Reading City Treasurer from Shasta County, Alan Clark. Alan, A-L-L-Y-N.
Yes.
She won because she was running by herself. She got 100% of the votes. Good on you. City of Shasta Lake, all the incumbents won. So Janice Powell, Greg Watkins, and Larry Farr, all of them won in theirs. Doug Amalfa easily defeated Audrey Denny, and at the same, and it's the same amount of votes as the last time they ran, a 10%
increase.
No, not an increase. It's 10% more. In other words, he got 54.9, she got 45.1. District 1, Daly won with 56% of the vote. That's Brian Daly for the California Senate, and Pamela Schwartz. We ran a very vigorous campaign, got 43.2. For the Assembly, Megan Daly won the Assembly District with 57% of the vote, Elizabeth Betancourt with 42. The Shasta County Board of Education, Jennifer Snyder, won over Russell Hunt. Russell, who continues to run, got 4,700 votes. I wonder if it's kind of like people don't know who they are, you know. They just don't know, you know, when they're voting like this. Shasta County Trustee Area E, Rayola Pratt, who's done such a great job for so many years, was defeated by Stephen Bell. He's a good guy, too. I mean, we couldn't lose in that. The county and for the Shasta College Trustees, you couldn't lose in that vote. Rayola, thank you so much for all the for the years you put in here
service.
And all the great things you've accomplished
right.
while you were there. And Stephen, you got big shoes.
She's
to
my
fill.
Hero.
Yeah.
Rayola's my hero.
Yeah. Okay, for the propositions, let's start here. California Proposition 14, Medical Research Boards authorizes $5.5 billion state bonds for stem cell. That passed. Change the commercial property tax, the split roll. Proposition 15 failed. Yay. California Proposition 16 in diversity ban. That also failed. So California Proposition 19 change property tax rules allowing homeowners over 55 disabled wildfire disaster victims to transfer primary residence tax based replacement residences. Changes taxation of family property transfer and establishes fire protection services, passed. I think anything with the word fire is going to pass. California Proposition 20, stricter parole in sentencing. You know, this was to try and fix 47 and 57 in the sense of so many crimes or people were in prison they were let out on. How about rape of an unconscious person? How about shoplifting of over $900 or under $900, all of those things, that failed. We did not, the state figured that what they have is just fine. And as we know up here, it has been a disaster for smaller counties to try and keep up with this. California Proposition 21 allowed local governments to establish rent control. Resounding no on that. App-based drivers as contractors, not employees. That passed. So that's kind of like in your face, Sacramento. People didn't agree with you. And this one is a big one, the dialysis clinic standards. That was a no. Requires chronic dialysis clinics to have an on-site physician. This was going to cost a lot of money. They're going to have to close down some of the clinics.
Mm.
And then expand consumer privacy on 24. And that was got a yes, that passed. And then approved replacing cash bail. No, people voted that we need to keep bail. Now, that was quick. Melissa, you worked down there. What did you see? Were people, you know, I saw things on Facebook. Oh, I'm so scared to go out there. We're going to be intimidated.
Yeah.
What did you see?
So I came in for the afternoon shift, and it was very peaceful and calm. There were two precincts in one location. I served at City Hall. So the neighborhoods and in the proximity. We did have a couple of individuals, from 4 to 9 I was there. I think the poll stopped at 8. I think we distributed about approximately 100 ballots. So we did have some individuals who were not assigned to that precinct that still had the opportunity to vote. I was always surprised by those people who, I think we had one woman probably in her 70s that did it almost seemed like she registered to vote for the very first time 20 minutes before the door closed. So I was good for her.
But that's great.
That's a great story.
But that's what happened to us. We got people didn't bring their ballots. And so we, for the first time ever, we had to wait in line for like 20 minutes.
Well, I think that was the challenge, is that a lot of people just didn't trust the system, right? First time ever, everyone gets mail-in ballots. So the instructions say to bring your ballot. And so if you didn't bring your ballot, then we had to call and make sure that a ballot hadn't been submitted on your behalf. So it added more process to but if you had brought, delivered your ballot, you could have surrendered it. And we could have immediately transferred it if you wanted a ballot to be provided.
Linda got hers. I didn't get mine. So I just went down a couple of days ago and got my ballot. And
we filled them out at home. We
brought
them
in.
Filled
them out at home and then brought them in.
Yeah. And then we went over to where the veterans building is. We waited in line, of course, because it's social distancing.
Right.
And they said, do you want to just drop your ballot off? We said, no. We want to drop your ballot off 3 days ago if we were going to do that. We want to stand in line. We want to hear the ding.
Yeah.
We want to put it. We want to scan it ourselves to know that we physically did the action.
Yep.
And what made it even better is I was wearing a gray mask and Linda was wearing a white mask. Is then we switched masks and voted again.
It's not true.
We went right back in the line and she said, who are you? And I went, I'm James Dobbin, because I was looking at the poster there. And she goes, Carl, you're not James Dobbin. And I went,
he's kidding, everybody. How many people are literal?
Wait a minute. You can't not force me to show ID. So I want James Dobbin's vote too.
So there was a little bit of confusion standing in line and knowing that people were showing up out of there's voting districts and people were just, and so that was the first time we experienced that. Because there has been new rules with how to vote. Right?
Under these guys.
Mail-in and the mailing ballots and all that stuff. Yes. I'm talking about.
But we really appreciate you, Melissa, for going and doing something like that. That's
great
cool.
Civic duty action there.
Yeah, and they were publicizing to city and county employees, and for me it felt like a natural extension. So I'm like, well, what I do is to serve the community, so that seems, again, like the next, an additional level. So, again, it comes back to that community contribution and seeing and knowing, and I think people were very like they hated it or they're okay with this.
You know what? As long as you get to vote, and as long it took us 20 minutes. Nobody was shooting at us. Nobody was blowing up the poll places. Yeah. Everybody was pleasant. Yeah. Everybody was cool with each other. You know, you got to vote.
My perspective is to like know what they're telling you. So like know the rules so that you can know how to navigate within them or. You provide flexibilities. But, yeah, it was very peaceful, very calm. Everyone got their vote in.
You know, it was – and I bet if you go back – and we've got to run because we're way over time. But I bet if you go across the nation, you're going to find that there wasn't a lot of problems at any of the polling sites. I bet. I mean, I didn't hear anything last night when they were – you know, some are some contentious areas.
I did see some videos of people posting, like, clear. So one thing I learned that I wasn't aware of as a citizen was the election code. So you can't post
signs.
Post regarding candidates or propositions within a certain distance of a polling location. And what some polling locations had on the East Coast, I forget what city it was, had that information posted on the door of the polling place. And so I think some of the inspectors came and they're like, you're not supposed to have that. And I know like last week, one of the candidates for vice president was speaking outside of a polling location. Mm-hmm. And people were like, I'm pretty sure that's not legal either.
Yeah.
Well, so again, know the rules so that you could say what is allowed and what isn't and call out the things that are not allowed.
Well, thank you for joining
us
tomorrow.
Much.
The drive-through at Cornerstone Bank in the morning, 7 to 9,
we'll be
Trish.
There from 7 to 9. Okay, we're going to join the News in Progress, and then we're going to have Reading Police with us right after the break.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Last week's Aegean Sea earthquake rose to 116. Rescuers in the Turkish city of Izmir finished searching buildings that had collapsed. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Police misconduct in Baltimore going to cost the city a bundle.
Officials are set to approve nearly $2.5 million in payments to resolve claims that a rogue unit brutalized, robbed, and falsely arrested residents. The city's Board of Estimates is scheduled to approve payments to 11 people in a second round of settlements related to the police department's corruption-plagued gun trace task force. The latest round of payments would raise the total to $2.7 million for 21 people who sued. Eight former members of the task force were convicted of racketeering and sentenced to federal prison. John Scott reporting.
Life in Vienna is returning to something approaching normal as Austrian authorities continue investigating whether a 20-year-old man who fatally shot four people in an attack at a church that was claimed by ISIS had any accomplices carrying out that attack. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to our day of being on Free Fire Radio here with Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, your talk radio. Anik, if you're listening, have a safe drive. I know you're listening to the morning show, so happy to be here. We're going to have 81 today. Our highs and overnight lows will be 51. Tomorrow calls for 84. The overnight lows are 47. Friday, get ready for a 20-degree drop, 37 at the overnight lows, and Friday will be 58. So we're heading towards chilly weather. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts. As you know, we're in the middle of really, this is the closest election ever in history. We're looking at some of the states that are coming in pink. It still hasn't been called.
I will agree. It's a very close election, but it still hasn't been called, which is unusual for the first time.
Yes.
And probably since the invention of telegraphs and telephones, because, before, they had to wait for weeks to find out. California had to wait for weeks to find out that Lincoln was had been elected. And then now we've got, because of all the mail-in voting and all that, and I still can't figure out why Pennsylvania's only had like 64%.
Well, the numbers are incredibly right now that are coming in, because this is current election results. The pink states that we have here, Georgia has Biden at 48.3% and Trump at 50%. 94% reporting in Michigan. We've got Biden ahead just by, oh my gosh, no. He's got 49.5 and Trump is at 49% with 96 reporting. These are talking about electoral votes with still some remaining. I don't know. This is the pink states that are going to be, three are in favor of Biden, three are in favor of Trump.
It's going to be tight.
It's super tight.
Okay. With us this morning is Lieutenant. Is that right? It's Lieutenant now, right?
Lieutenant.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Ron Isley.
Good morning, Linda.
Hi,
nice
Ron.
From the
again.
California Highway from Redding City Police, RPD. I don't know where I got the Highway Patrol from. But the way this morning is going, that doesn't surprise me that I've actually found
I'm sure it's been a busy morning.
Well,
for
I
you
found
both.
My seat, so it was, it's good. Hey, Lieutenant Isley is in charge of the communications division. Is that correct?
Yeah, for about a year now, I've been the interim director at Shastcom, mm-hmm. which is our consolidated dispatch center here in Shasta County.
And can you tell us a little bit about what Shastcom does? Because people will see that, but I don't know if they really understand.
Yeah, so the way of a consolidated dispatch center is that back in the mid-90s, the powers to be decided that instead of individual agencies having their own dispatchers, that they would put them all in one concentrated, consolidated building in order to conduct that type of service. So Shastcom is run by a joint powers agreement through the city of Redding, County of Shasta, City of Anderson, and we serve the Redding Police Department, the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, the Anderson Police Department, the Redding Fire Department, and then our ambulance services here in town. So it can be a busy place, and we have a lot of customers. Not to mention we're the public safety answering point for Shasta County. So 911 calls that are made, unless they fall into the jurisdiction of the Highway Patrol, and sometimes Cal Fire come to us.
Okay. So and you must people call 911 for the strangest reasons. Is this true?
This is very true.
People don't realize that it's against the law to call 911 with false things or I need somebody to somebody help me figure out who to vote for. Is that a 911 call? It could be this year.
And typically a dispatcher will try to do their best to help them or him or her as quickly as they can and get them off of the 911 line to a non-emergency line. But it happens, you know, and
I'm going to put you on the spot here, but what's the strangest one that you've heard of lately? Or can you even talk about it? I'll give you a minute to think about it during the break, okay?
I heard a 911 call for a cat in a tree.
Of course.
What's an emergency to some people? It may not be emergency to others, but what we want to hear, we want to get the 911 calls because somebody might call not thinking it's an emergency when it truly is, and, you know, time is of the essence. So getting that call into us, allowing us to dispatch the proper resources.
I've called 911 several times. It's usually about I see somebody that looks like they need help.
Right.
They're staggering around. They're, I'm not going to go over and approach them, but they need help. And I've called 911 before, and I have seen the police dispatched to try and take care of this person that's out there shouting and walking out in traffic.
We saw a girl once that looked like she was about 15. We were driving down 5, and she was walking down. You know, could have been that she just had a backpack, and she was, you know, taking a long walk and going from one house to the other because there was nothing in sight. And it just struck us as being odd. So Carl did call 911 and said, we just want to report. Because, you know, now we know that there's a lot of sex trafficking. Who knows who's been dropped off where? But this is probably about 5 years ago. And so, yeah, I think it's important that we have that 911. I was watching how in other countries, we don't even know what their emergency wheel 911 is. But if you're in another country and you have no idea.
What is it? Yeah. And, you know, and what you're talking about when you're seeing somebody that might be in distress or need help is that's the best part of our community is that people are concerned. We're concerned for one another. And think about some of these communities where people just drive by and ignore someone that's in distress or looks like they need help.
Yeah.
And that's what I admire, and that's why I'm here in this county.
It does because, you know, you see, things on the road, you see things I've stopped before. Everything okay? Oh, yeah, we're fine. And, okay, then I move on, and hoping that, you know, that things are okay there. I mean, it's not like it looks like some guy's whipping up on some girl or vice versa. It's just, you know, on the side of the road.
Right.
But I see that a lot. That's kind of like the way Shasta County is. So
let's take an early break because I have some questions when we come back. Then we're going to take some time to dig in and have you answer.
And we're with Lieutenant Ron Isley, who heads up the Shascom for here in Shasta County. 8:12 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. There's nobody better at this than Judy Maxwell and her people. She's been doing this since 1993. Open enrollment's going on right now. Call Judy and find out what plan will work for you and your family. Give her a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back. 8:13 in the morning and 52 degrees out there.
You've been out riding fences, for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also, with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Bank's new location at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaride.com. Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your first pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See our store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
What is community? A location, a place to live and work? Or is it something more profound, a force deeper than words can describe, uniting us to reach out and support each other? No matter the trial or circumstance, we are one. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to stand strong with our community. We know we can get through anything when we do it together. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, and Linda's over there dancing to Bad Out of Hell by Meatloaf.
Oh, we need it.
You know what? Every time, every deployment I had, Bad Out of Hell went with me. When we went across the border into Kuwait that in Desert Storm, Bad Out of Hell was playing when we went across.
It seems when so appropriate. I wouldn't know, but yeah.
It was streaming loud.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Redding, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, where Linda likes to hang out if I'm not around, and present me with little suggestions for Christmas and birthdays. It's a great place there, and they have a super selection of jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Hey, we're here with Lieutenant Ron Isley, who heads up Shascom in our county here, which coordinates all the emergency calls and makes sure they gets to the right people and they get people out on the road. Tell us a little bit about yourself, though, Ron. You've been around here for a while. You've been in our police department for a while.
Yeah, almost 20 years with the Reading Police Department. I had been employed by another agency to the south, but family and...
Shall we remain nameless?
I should remain nameless. But, you know, family and quality of life is why I'm here in Reading.
Right.
So to be close to my family and just to raise my kids in this community is I'm so thankful and blessed to be here. And prior to that, I spent some time in the Marine Corps.
You were an officer in the Marine Corps?
I was an officer in the Marine Corps. I was commissioned as soon as I graduated from college. And, it's been a ride. It's been a ride.
How long were you in the Marines?
I spent just a little over 5 years in the Marine active duty and then spent a few years in the reserves. In fact, deployed to Iraq in 2003.
Okay. Well, I was there.
For OIF 1.
Yeah, for OIF
1. OIF 1.
I was there, but I was wearing contractor clothes. When, you know, it was, you know, we lived a little differently than you guys did. I lived in the Al Rashid Hotel.
I don't remember Meatloaf playing when we crossed the line of departure, though.
It should have been.
It should have been, now that I think about it.
It should have been, you know, bat out of hell, and you just roar through there.
Right.
And I've known Ron since I've lived here in Reading. And I can tell you that he is a
stand-up guy.
Well, he's not. Besides being a stand-up guy, he is a true representative of what the Reading Police Department is.
Well,
it's true. And he also is a member of our committee that puts on the Marine Corps Ball. And because it's Veterans Month,
right?
Chief thought it was a good idea for you to come in.
Yes, he did. And I want to say just an early happy birthday to my fellow Marines, 245 years.
Hoorah!
We have next week, and then with Veterans Day coming up. And I would like to make a point on, since we're talking about this, the amount of prior service members that serve in the Reading Police Departments. We're about 20%. So 1 in 5 of the officers that you see on the streets have served in one of the branches of the armed forces. And I'm proud to say the most, the vast majority or the most represented is
the
U.S. Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, you know, Ron's on the same committee I am, and we put on the Marine Corps Ball every year. And it's, I mean, absolutely sold out. It gets bigger. Ron has brought us into at least the 20th century, should be the 21st, maybe even the 22nd century at this point, when it comes on how we're going to do it in the future as far as sending out our invitations to make it a lot easier for people just to sign up online, pay online, and then they can just roll in and get, you know, go right to their seats. Because you can get 300 people in there. It runs pretty smoothly.
It does. It does. And Carl and Linda have both been helping me tremendously over the years with this program. But I only kind of started growing this seed, but Mike Gutierrez over the last...
Oh, yeah.
I think he's been doing it six years now.
Yeah, we can't say enough about Mike.
I can't say enough about Mike.
You know, Mike is he holds us together.
He's the commander.
I'm senior, but he's the commander. You're right. He is the first sergeant of this whole thing.
Yep.
He holds it together. And every year he goes, I'm not going to do this again. And then the next year, there he is. And, you know, it's kind of like...
So this year... It's, of course, like many other events, because of COVID, only because of COVID, you're not going to have a ball. What is there something else? Will there be another kind of remembrance that will happen that day? Of course, in your hearts and minds, but a gathering of anything.
I think we ought to get all the police and every other Marine, retired Marines or former Marines, and we ought to go down to VFW Post 1934 and all raise a glass to the Marine Corps. What do you think?
I don't think it's such a bad idea, Carl.
You know what? And it's totally unorganized, so we'll just put it out on Facebook.
Yep.
And just come on in, and you don't have to be a member, just as long as you're a Marine. Just come on in, and we'll all take a mask up.
Lift up your mask over your nose.
But by doctrine, and historically, it's always been that no matter what is going on in the world, no matter where you're at in the world, if you're by yourself or you're
by yourself
with another fellow Marine, you celebrate the birthday.
Right. You celebrate the birthday, and I've celebrated it in in combat. I've celebrated it on our deployments. I've celebrated it in the woods or the jungles of the Philippines with three other Marines and two SEALs. Yeah. And the SEALs couldn't figure out what was going on. They said, "You guys do this every year?" Yeah, SEALs. Oh, it's dude, that was great. Anyway, so it, which really doesn't have a lot to do with the police force, except there are a lot of former Marines on it. What do you, when you hear this thing, and now this is going to get back to the more of a serious note here. When you hear this thing that, well, our police forces are filled with the, you know, former military who are trained to close with and destroy the enemy. What do you say to that?
You know, what I would say to that is hiring men and women that have prior service, that says a lot about who they are and what they are. It's the same thing if we hire somebody that comes out of college, it's an athlete. They are accustomed to working in a team environment. They yeah. know that they cannot do the job individually, and we have to rely on one another to complete any task. So that's where I see the benefit of people that were prior in the military, and it gives, also gives them, you know, experience in the world. Being straight out of school, you might not have seen a lot of things, and it helps tremendously in an environment that law enforcement officers work.
It doesn't hurt to have people that have been under stress, have been in gunfights, who have been, even if they're not in gunfights, but in that stress of going out on patrols and this, to teach them that, yeah, I can handle this. And the and when I hear this, that, well, you know, the problem, one of the problems is you have all these military in there, and, you know, they're not there to help people. Well, that's absolutely not true. If you ever run a military deployment, we spend most of our time, I shouldn't say most of our time, but a lot of our time helping the people that are out there in those cities and towns and villages. They don't realize is that we do things like that.
Oh, the philosophy of just commanders in general has completely changed with that philosophy. So the officers that work here in Shasta County and deputies, they're here to help people. That's their job. That's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you see that. You know, it's funny. We have a homeless I won't call it a camp, but it's a soiree down there by the post office on Yuba Street. I mean, it's gotten large down there. But when Linda and I went down to vote yesterday, not one. So I don't know. Did the police make a sweep through there?
Neighborhood police units had gone down there recently, and it's just quality of life issues,
yeah.
And it's just when it's in our citizens' face that try to address it the best we can. I noticed when I went through there yesterday, it seems a little bit more cleaned up. It seemed like there was a lot of construction debris that had stacked up across. Yeah. I know exactly where you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I think now that it's opened,
yeah,
and there's not any places to sit down and duck behind, that could be a reason why.
Well, but
just environment, I guess.
I was down there day before yesterday, and there they were. But when we went down to vote yesterday in the morning, now it could be that they were all sleeping in. But there was none around the polling place, which makes sense. So I could have understood that, you know, y'all took a look at all the polling places, mm-hmm. and might have made that sweep through there,
yep.
just to make it easier for all the people that were having to walk in and park their cars and all that without having to pick their way through.
No matter if it's a polling day or not or voting day, I mean,
right.
No one in this community wants to have to wade through that.
Is that frustrating to you all and the officers? That, you know, you see the same thing going on, and there's and the jail's full again, with mainly with over half of it being filled with prisoners that have already been to trial and have been sentenced to prison, yet we can't send them there. So we're back into this revolving door.
Yeah, we want citizens to feel safe. And that's our job to do. So, mm-hmm. and that's why I said about waiting. If you're waiting through people and you don't feel safe, then we need to work together to figure out how to make everyone feel better about the situation that we're currently in. In regards to what's happening at the jail and the courts, what we impress upon with our officers is do your job. Your job is to go out and make the community safe, to take bad people to jail that need to go to jail. What happens
after
once they get to jail? After we complete our police reports, that's not our decision to make.
It's a little frustrating. for some of the officers?
Of course it is. And to see the same person maybe be arrested, 20, 30, 40 times, yes, it can be. But as an officer, as a deputy, our job is to respond to calls, take bad people to jail.
So there's no chance of getting like a short bus and filling it up and driving it to Anderson?
No, I don't believe there's
a chance
that we're going to do
that.
I don't think Chief Johnson would appreciate that.
Hey, Chief, just kidding, okay? Just really, Chief, just kidding. How about Cottonwood? Oh, well, let Woody and the boys take care of that down there. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're here with Lieutenant Ron Isley, who heads up Shascom, which is a very important part of our community because all the 911 calls there, he's in charge with his people, of course, to make sure that we get the word out to the right responding organizations. We're going to be right back because there's something else going on at the police department that I can't help but notice. 8:30 in the morning, this portion of the show, brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. Hey, Bastiani Arms, give them a call at 222-8222.
Appointment only.
They're there, but they don't have they're rebuilding their employee center. There a lot of the guys, one person left with an illness. Another person left after 10 years and is moving. But they're there, so give them a call at 222-8222. Open up, they're more than happy to open up the door, come in. I think they had a couple of Glocks the last time I heard, and they're getting ammunition in. Usually the ammunition comes in and goes out real quickly in this town and, well, all over this country. Bastiani Arms, been in the business for 10 years. They are our firearms dealer of choice. Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back with Lieutenant Ron Isley and Linda Carlbott.
Stood there boldly, sweating in the sun. Felt like a million, felt like number one. The height of summer, I'd never felt that strong, like a rock.
Did you know that every day in the state of California, 10,000 people turn 65 years old? Yep, 10,000 every day. And the resources needed to allow you or your senior parents to be happy and healthy during these special years can be complicated at best. So where do you begin to find the local resources you may need? ReadingSeniorSource.com. This is an online senior resource directory which will connect you with everything from Medicare supplemental insurance assistance, senior transportation, estate planning attorneys, home care agencies, assisted living communities, and hundreds more. This directory has been a labor of love created by me, Mary Ann Seifert, owner of Mary Ann Senior Placement Services. I have over 2 decades of experience assisting seniors in our community and saw a need for resources to be accessible by everyone. Just go to ReadingSeniorSource.com. That's ReadingSeniorSource.com.
Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the craze you'll crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes. Cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice, praline sauce, and chopped pecans. Sip on a creamy pumpkin pie cold brew or savor pumpkin spice pancakes with maple butter for the perfect fall experience. Now for a limited time only.
I'm craving it already.
Black Bear Diner has carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery options.
Start your order at blackbeardiner.com or visit them on site for an outdoor dining experience.
Black Bear Diner.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny at Shasta Gas Propane. In honor of Veterans Day on November 11th and our great veterans of Shasta and Tehama counties, Shasta Gas is going to further discount our already discounted veteran price. To schedule a delivery and get details on this special program, please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And a special thanks to our veterans.
Welcome back to Defy Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air, phone lines here 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, of course, is the day after Election Day, the 4th of November, 8:35 in the morning, 57 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow. Also, on Friday, it looks like we're going to finally get some rain in here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented, it cares about this community because it's locally owned, locally operated, and it's got a local board of directors. They are here to help. They are here to move your dreams forward, and they have stood with our community through these harsh times, and they have succeeded in helping so many people. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com or stop by 1845 California Street or down in the O'Reilly Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Linda Bott and I are here with Lieutenant Ron Isley, former Marine. He's a lieutenant, of course, in the Reading Police Department. He heads up Shascom, which is a big thing. I see something on your face. I don't know how to ask this, but have we relaxed the grooming standards at the Reading Police Department?
That is a fair question, Carl.
Relax.
Just for the month of November, we have relaxed, yes.
The grooming
That's
standards.
The best way to say it. Relaxed the grooming standards. Right. So,
meaning you can grow a...
Every shred of my upbringing and my service and not shaving, but it's for a good cause, and it's for it's a very important cause. So every year at Christmas time, the Reading Police Department participates or conducts a program called Operation Blue Santa, where we take gifts to needy families. So in order to raise money for Operation Blue Santa, the officers at the Reading Police Department, all personnel at the Reading Police Department, are allowed to participate in No Shave November. So it costs us a fee to get in on it, and that money goes to
pay?
I have to pay. Yeah, everyone has to pay to get in on this.
Does it go by rank or is it like
no.
The early?
Maybe next year it should.
It should. I mean, you've got your guy on the street.
Right.
And then you have the leadership there making, probably a dollar or two more. It's just like wedding down parties, buddy. You remember those?
I do remember those. I do.
That's right. And if you have a bunch of first lieutenants getting promoted, you take the difference between your last, between second lieutenant, first lieutenant. It's the same thing. You get up captain to major, and you'd have like a grand wedding down party, but the senior officers would pay more than the junior officers.
We can always
like
improve.
Throw that into it. Yeah.
We'll bring it to the table. It'll be in the after action report.
There you go.
So for the initial fee to get in, then allowed to do these relaxed grooming standards for the month. If you double the amount of that fee, you can challenge other people, their growing beards or mustaches or goatees, and you can, on your video, this can be posted on social media, you could have sound clip art. So this could get interesting.
So where do we find it on? Is it on Facebook?
Facebook, Twitter. It'll be on all our social media posts. And you got to give us a little bit of,
for the RPD,
for the Reading Police Department. We did this last year, so you got to give us a little bit of time. We're not very respectable right now this first week, so it's going to take a couple weeks for some personalities to develop in this facial hair. But what you'll see is, and what we're looking for from the community is assistance, and there'll be challenges. So, a sergeant might challenge another sergeant, or the chief might get challenged by an officer, and the community is going to get to vote on which one looks the best. And there's going to be some hurt feelings, unfortunately. I think I would be one of them.
You've got that gray, and see, it's harder when you've got that gray when you're first starting. But once it kicks in,
all right,
and then you can always get into this. You know, are you allowed to do things like put in a little color?
The color I did not read about. I don't know if color is something we want to be doing. But speaking of color, so that our female staff, they're allowed to wear purple shirts or pink shirts underneath their uniform shirts.
Yeah.
Purple or pink nails. So we got them involved with it too, and they also get a mustache pin that they can wear on their uniform. So it's a great way.
We're into equality here.
We are.
So I mean, if they don't want to shave either, that should be something for them.
That's right.
And I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work. Yeah. But
so it's just another way for us to get to to put some. To show who we are to our community. We're not just – there's more to the Reading Police Department than what you see in a police car. We want people to know who we are, what our personalities are. And it's fun. Again, the money's going towards Operation Blue Santa. So we have a lot of expectations for that to be a great event this year. Another thing that we did, and I'm sure it was talked about already, was Think Pink with the pink patches that the Reading Police Department – Shasta County Sheriff's Office, Anderson PD, and the Shasta County Marshal's Office did. And that was all through Cynorama.
Right. Cynorama steps up.
They stepped up. They purchased the patches for us. Quite a number of our personnel wore them. I know I did for the month in support of Think Pink.
Last month.
Yeah, wore it all last month. So we raised –
pink cars, pink motorcycles. I think
the number I heard they raised was $8,000. And that all went towards NorCal Think Pink. So, Cynorama, shout out to them for what they did for us, not only for the patches, but wrapping of the patrol cars.
Ron, you're the – I mean, you see Shascom, so you I'm sure you watch statistics coming in, how fast we move and all this. Chief Shuler said we've gotten the response times down by half in the last few months. Are you seeing that, too? Are you privy to that? I mean, that's not really your job. But
what I'm seeing is we're busy up at the dispatch center. Uh-huh. Our calls for service, when we are going through, and again, less calls for service means that officers and deputies can get to the calls much quicker because they're just not as busy. So what we saw during COVID, when we were all locked down, I mean, our numbers dropped from like 27,000 calls a month to only 22,000 calls a month. So our call stats are starting to climb right now, and that's just that's to be expected. So we're fielding the dispatchers at Shascom, they're fielding around 27,000 calls a month. Yeah, so it's a busy comm center.
Almost 1,000 calls a day.
It's a busy, busy comm center, and it's most of them are 911 calls, and they're just the unsung. They don't get the acknowledgement that I believe they deserve because you see deputies out on the streets. You see the police officers and the firemen and the ambulance drivers, but this special group of people, you don't see.
We talked to a few of them. We had them on the show, and what they were saying is one of the most frustrating things. They don't know how it ends, is that they're sending out somebody in trouble, domestic violence or something, and they send, they immediately dispatch people, but sometimes they don't hear what happened. Was it in time? Did it help?
There's something.
There's a lot of stress on these people.
There is a tremendous amount of stress, and that's one thing that I believe we've been very successful in doing this year is taking care of our dispatchers. Mm-hmm. You know, their wellness is important with an employee assistance program, a peer support team, a chaplain assigned to them. So we're doing those things to take care of them because I think you hit the nail on the head. What dispatchers don't get that other first responders get is closure.
Closure.
They get to see that someone made it safely onto an ambulance, or get to see that they're okay when they can
They move on to the next one.
Exactly right. They hang up that phone and it's go time again. So they do a tremendous job, and I'm so proud of each and every one of them.
Well, let me close this segment out with how many dispatchers do you have working on a shift?
On a shift, I have 7 dispatchers and 1 supervisor.
Okay, now the supervisor, if things get hot, can kind of probably step in there,
yes,
too.
Yes, he or she can get in right there and assist with it.
So you have 7 working each shift, and there's, what, 3 shifts?
No, we run 2 shifts. And
2 12-hour shifts?
2 12.5-hour shifts, yeah.
Wow.
So it's a long day. And
you know what that's like if you keep working at 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
You can only work – is it 12 hours a day and then how many days off?
So, yeah, unfortunately, right now, what we've been doing this year is we've had a significant staffing shortage. So, unfortunately, the expectation has been a tremendous amount of overtime thrust upon these people. So, we're asking so much of them to do what they do. Mm-hmm. So, we have gone through great lengths this past year to hire new dispatchers. That's been our big push. So a lot
and you're
of
still hiring then.
We're still hiring. We're using social media to its fullest extent to get the right people up there. And so I'm hoping as we get into next year, springtime, that my staffing levels are
COVID and all this.
And that's the trick too, Carl, is, you know, unlike some businesses, if there's a problem, you can just shut the doors.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Police department, sheriff's.
Are they cut back on their services? We see this everywhere.
These calls that I talked about are going to come. They're coming no matter what.
You're getting 27,000 calls a month, and you got to have somebody there to field them.
Yeah, and we can't shut the doors.
Okay.
And we're there for this community and for our member agencies that we serve.
Okay. We're here with Lieutenant Ron Isley, who heads up Shascom for the RPD. And one of the things I learned was 27,000 calls a month. That's almost 1,000 a day. The dispatchers are working 12.5-hour days. And I can tell you from my experience that you start, you know, when you work people that long, that, you know, you need to get them time off. You need to get them some kind of respite in there, as you know. But you're working at that right now, too. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break. This is segment of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, the place to get a haircut. If you're in Reading, that's the only place I've gone to get a haircut. They work by appointments. In fact, I got to give them a call today at 244-9478 and see if they can get me in this week, to get my haircut. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. You see a lot of police down there. Sheriffs, marshals, former military, kids. It's a great place. We'll be right back.
Blaming all on my roots, I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in those places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away.
At Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our local veterans, and we hope you will also, with a donation this Thursday at the Bus Pass Donation Drive taking place at Cornerstone Bank's new location at 192 Hartnell Avenue between 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. Your kind donation will provide free bus passes for local veterans who rely on social services and the VA clinic for many of their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. You can also make your donation online at robaride.com. Sight for Sore Eyes provides competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, save $100 off your first pair of glasses and receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Some restrictions apply. See our store for complete details. We accept all major credit cards, offer senior discounts, and do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance as well as community education services. PSA2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-09 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's the day after the election. We went over that. We're going to probably go over it tomorrow. Trisha and I will be there at Cornerstone Community Bank collecting donations for RABA and the annual salute to the veterans, where all the donations go to providing bus passes for our veterans. It's been a huge success in the past, and we sure like to see you. Now, if you drive by tomorrow and come over and see me and you make a donation, you're going to get a $5 Black Bear Diner gift certificate. So if you give $5, you know, it comes out to zero. If you give $10, that's fine. You've done a good thing. And I'm sure we're going to talk a little bit more about the election. We'll know more about it tomorrow. We should. I'd like to know when you wake up in the next morning, you know, how you should feel. Well, I don't know how I should feel yet. There's too many, it's too close. And but the one big thing is there hasn't been any violence. There's been no violence that I can see. I heard some place said there was like 900 people in Portland last night, but, you know, we're used to that. We're here with Lieutenant Ron Isley, who heads up SHASCOM for, you know, for Shasta County for the Radiant Police Department.
Ron's been on the force for about 20 years. He's a former Marine, combat veteran, and chose Redding to be on because he was on another police force and would have thrived down there like he has here, except he wanted to be in a place where he could raise his kids and be a much nicer place to
live. And don't regret the decision one bit.
No, I mean, neither do Linda and I.
Yeah.
13 years I've been here, and I do not regret that decision. Not one time. Not once have I ever regretted it, living in Redding. There have been times I have wondered about living in California. Do you, at ShastCon, we were just talking about, you get 27,000 calls a month. That's an average. Sometimes probably more than that. And your dispatchers are working 12.5-hour days. You're looking for more dispatchers. What are the qualifications somebody has to have to work there?
We're looking for someone that, and this is hard to figure out during interviews and testing, but we do have a test called a critical test, which runs people through the paces, and it gives us a pretty good indication on who's going to be successful at a console, at taking calls for service. So it's a lot of...
If they can multitask, that's what the test is, because you're multitasking and all that. So it kind of gives you that makes sense.
Yeah, and... I mean, multitasking times five.
Times five.
It's unreal, Carl. And, you know, once things settle down with COVID, I'd love to have you and Linda come up and see what we're doing up there. It is amazing to watch these people work.
I would like to do that, and I'll tell you why. When we talk about multitasking and when the chips are on the table there, it's the dispatchers that get the right people to the right places. They've got to know where. I imagine you're working with big computer screens and maps. And like you said, multiple agencies.
Yeah, each console has, I believe, six monitors on it. So
And
think about what dispatchers do. I mean, probably 95% of calls that are handled are come through the dispatch center. So they really set the tone for how things are going to go in that call. If trying not to get the officers or deputies elevated, calming the situation down, calming the person on the other line down so they can get the right information to the deputies, to the firemen, to the policemen, so that they can safely handle the call for service. So it's an extremely important job. And again, I can't say enough about them. I've learned so much about them. You know, I've always talked to dispatchers my whole career.
Yeah,
but to actually go in there and see what they do on a day-to-day basis, it's impressive.
You know, the dispatchers, when they're there, they you have a relationship with them, and then you get to know the dispatchers. So, you know, when they're calling you, they have to be as dispassionate as possible. But do you know, this dispatcher is not going to send me in a place that's strange, or this dispatcher gets a little excited. I mean, do you get those kind of things?
No, They're as close. What those dispatchers do is as close as you can do to driving a police car or fire truck or an ambulance. And you would think that officer safety, for example, is very important to deputies and police officers. They have their own sense of officer safety because their job is to take care of that deputy or that police officer going to the call. So they're going to ask those questions. And if they've been dispatching long enough, they know what that officer or deputy wants to know. They will field those questions because the more information that the officers or deputies have, it's just a higher probability that the call will be handled safely, not only for our law enforcement or fire or medical, but for the people that we're serving in the community too.
Can you do this part-time? Or is this a full-time job? In other words, you have maybe have students that could do this 6 hours a day or something like that?
So at the police department, we have cadets that help us out do things. This type of
this is full-time.
It is important work, and it is critical work. So I do have two extra help employees who were prior full-time dispatchers that are extra help now. So I do have them, but it takes a long time. It takes a long time to train one of these dispatchers. And it's just let's say Anderson Police Department had its own dispatcher, they would only have to train their dispatcher to do how they do things in Anderson. Well, at our comm center, you have to be able to dispatch for, you know, the fire department maybe one day, and then the next day you could be working on Reading Police's channel. So you have to be a jack of all trades to be up there. So it takes us a little while to get our people trained. So, again, once things settle down with COVID, Carl, I'd love to get you and Linda
to come
up there.
There and see this, see it in action there. Okay, well look, we've run out of time here, and we really appreciate you coming in for two reasons. One, we learned a lot about ShASCOM today. And two, it's the it's Veterans Month, Veterans Day, and the Marine Corps birthday. You're a veteran and a former Marine. So I'm really glad you were able to come in today. And if everybody, when you take a look at our police out there, if they look scruffy, it's because it's for a good cause.
It's a very good cause. And, again, I appreciate the opportunity to come in here, Carl, for the Reading Police Department and for me to come in here and talk to you. Semper Fi.
Semper Fi, buddy. Tomorrow, like we said, we've been talking about it, but we'll be down at Cornerstone Community Bank for the RABA, annual RABA donations here to get money to give bus passes to our veterans who can't drive or for a variety of reasons, whether it's they've aged out for driving or they just don't have cars or they would rather ride the bus instead of having to find their way across town. So everybody have a great day, and remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What's your deal?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.